Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Because of the way it was delivered.
How do you think a woman should put that to a man? How do you think that a woman should say to a man, this doesn't work for me? Or, you know, I'm not getting what I need from you.
Just so excited because tonight is the premiere of the Every Woman Talk Show. I am Natay, one of your co-hosts, and I am joined by a fantastic panel of women this evening. Uli, Signature, and Jackie. We're all sisters with different opinions. So for the next hour, we're going to talk about... And welcome to another edition of the Every Woman Talk Show. It's May 13th, and it's officially Ladies' Night once again. I am Natay. I am one of your co-hosts for the evening, and I do have Jackie on the line. Hey, Jackie, how you doing?
Hey, sweetie, how are you? How are you? How was your Tuesday? How's your week?
I am good. The weather's beautiful. You know, a little cool today, but nevertheless, it's beautiful outside. And I just appreciate every nice day here in northern New Jersey.
Yes,
how
yes.
Your week?
Considering the winter we've had, we will take anything above 50 and grin with it.
Yes, yes.
My week was busy.
Mother's Day.
Thank you, thank you. I had a very, very busy Mother's Day, between baking and strawberries. And all kinds of stuff. And so my Mother's Day was really busy.
You know what? You know what? I will come scratching at your door to get some bacon because I am not lying.
We did strawberry shortcake cupcakes, and we did chocolate mousse cupcakes. And I did chocolate-covered strawberries. And we did those in dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, and something called Tuxedo Black, where it's a very, very dark, dark chocolate, and it has a hint of vanilla.
You know what? It sounds so good. That sounds so good. Oh, my gosh. Did I have any sweets? No. But I had a big bag of chips.
Have any of that, because once you're around it and you're cooking it and you're preparing it and boxing it, you don't want any part of it. So it's like, this is cute.
I don't agree with that. How can you not? I mean, you know, I can eat a tray of brownies by myself when I make them. So how can you prepare all that and not eat it?
All the things that I make, it's brownies that are my downfall. I do love brownies.
See?
And I love my own brownies. So that is my only downfall. But cookies and cupcakes and cakes and pot, no, you can have all that. You can have it all.
See, ladies, if your man is not acting right,
just make a tray of brownies because you can curl up with the brownies. The brownies are going to love on you, right? They're going to feel warm when they're going down. They're not going to talk back. They're not going to complain. And they're not going to tell you five things that they want you to know. They're just going to talk to you and make you feel so good. So, ladies, don't sleep. A tray of brownies, it works every time.
Yes, you are absolutely right. We may have to teach that in the show.
Yes, yes. So listen, let's talk about what's going on before we get to the one major thing that's splashed all over the news channels. I just want to say, bring back our girls. I don't want us to get distracted by the Beyonce, the Solange, the Donald Sterling, and all that nonsense.
That wasn't even on my top list. Yeah, that wasn't even on my top list. Bring those young women. Are, you know, the thing that you know, and unfortunately all of this surface stuff is knocking that out of the news, and it's not getting the continued shine that it needs. And I saw something today where their captors have released some sort of a video saying that they've converted these young women to Islam and they're sell them off as these brides. And, you know, they're not sure if that's the same group of young women. But I'm like, you know, I don't care why Solange beat up Jay-Z. I don't care. But, you know, this is, you know, with these young women, this is something that affects all over the world. You know, sex trafficking is a big thing with a little sign. So, you know, let's spotlight that, you know. Why is every news outlet talking about, oh, what happened between Beyonce and Solange? That's family business. Nobody really cares. I mean, people care, but I don't.
Is perfect.
I really don't.
You know what? Since Solange is fighting Jay-Z like that, let's put her in charge of bringing back the girls. She's
hello, because maybe we need somebody who can do some stuff.
Exactly. Let her find, I can't even pronounce his name, Boko Haram, whoever he is, but let Solange go handle him. By the time she's finished, he will be spit on, kicked, punched, and everything, and we may not know what happened, but we'll get the girls back.
We'll get
so
the girls
just,
back, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned you saw a video with, you know, a bunch of girls, and I don't know if those are the girls that he kidnapped per se, but the bottom line, those are still a bunch of girls in his
possession.
And that's dangerous. I mean, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. So I just, you know, my prayers, my heart goes out to them. These are Christian girls, and I guess I believe that he said that his mission, he believes that his mission in life is to kidnap girls, and he's going to keep doing it and convert them to Islam.
Right. And you know what, though? Whether they were Islamic girls or Christian girls or Buddhist girls, it wouldn't matter to me. The thing is that you took all of these young women, these are children, you know, young ladies, and you uprooted them from their families, you know, from their home, to do what you want to do with them. And that's just so unfair, you know. And like I said, unfortunately, it goes on more than we know.
Yes.
I watched a documentary on MSNBC.
Hello? Hi, I guess we lost Jackie for a second, but she will be back on the air. But again, we really, our prayers go out to the girls, bring back our girls, and it doesn't matter whether they're Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, whether they're atheists. Those are someone's daughters. That's somebody's baby that somebody carried for 9 months. And, you know, it may not be our daughters directly, but they are our daughters. So we're just, you know, praying for a safe return. And I do believe we have Jackie back on the line right now. I think Jackie, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay. All right. Went dead on me for a second. But go ahead if you want to finish your comment that you were saying.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, it happens so much more than we know, and it happens right here on American soil, you know, with these young women from Mexico. And, you know, it's, you know, small groups are working with, you know, trying to get these children returned back to their parents, their families, or whatever. But, you know, we have it happening right here. So why can't we give that as much attention as we give some of the ridiculousness that we you know, turn our time to? You know,
That's so true. Because
any given moment, it could be one of our children, our nieces, our cousins, anybody. It could be anybody.
And it is. you know, it is every day. There's, you know, somebody, you know, turning up on the milk carton, you know, no pun intended, but just milk carton every day. Or, you know, it's just stories we haven't even heard about, and it's just so sad. I feel like all of this other stuff that's in the news definitely distracts us, because going back, rewinding a few weeks, we still have not solved the mystery of the missing airplane.
Okay.
So, and we don't talk about it anymore. We don't, and I've heard Bill Maher even made a comment, you know, the plane is missing, just get over it. How do you get over your loved one getting on a plane and you never, ever hear from them again? And there's no concrete explanation as to what's happened.
That's the hard part, because it would be different if the plane crashed. The plane crashed into the mountain, the plane crashed
right.
into a field, and when it was 9/11 and the plane crashed into a building, you had something, you saw something, you knew something. But to know that your loved one disappeared without a trace, you don't know for sure, definitively, where they are, who they are, how they are. You don't know anything, and it just disappeared? Right. No, that's something that you can never, ever get closure from.
Nothing. I just, what's going on in our world when a plane can go missing and we forget about it? And I'm sure not everyone has forgotten about it, but we really talk about it in the news anymore. We don't demand an answer, not all of us. And we can have girls kidnapped. And what's going on in our country? Not that, you know, the girl who kidnapped from America, but what's going on?
We've become so desensitized to so much, and I don't know if maybe it's because we're exposed to so much, but we're just so desensitized. So, you know, a lot of people go, oh, that's so sad, and they move on. And that's it. Yeah. It's like, you know, people don't feel anything anymore. There's no empathy. You know, and that's sad, because if the shoe were on the other foot, people would be up in arms about, you know, someone feeling their pain. Even if that happened to 200 American girls, could you imagine the uproar that would be going on? It would be ridiculous. It would be completely different.
Well, who's to say that it won't happen here next? Because, you know, the plane's missing from Malaysia and the girls are missing from Nigeria. So I kind of feel like, okay, are those test situations to see how the public will handle it? So since we kind of, you know, we're letting it go slowly but surely, hey, is America next? Can you come and steal a plane from here and have people missing? Can you come and steal, you know, a bunch of girls from school? And
right.
Oh, we just become used to it. Okay. Oh, that's like the shootings. Once upon a time, a shooting in school was just unheard of. And now you seem to have them just so often.
Randomly. And the more it happens, it's like, oh, okay, well, we're learning from this one, and we're learning from that one, and we're like, no, this is not just learning events. Like, children didn't even remotely think of bringing guns to school. So where does the problem truly lie? It's more than just, you know, oh, I'm being bullied, I'm going to bring a gun. You know, when I was bullied, I brought a cousin.
Exactly.
I brought a cousin to school.
I
brought my mama. You know, I brought some friends. And, you know, honestly, when I was in high school and I had just transitioned into a new high school, didn't have any friends there, I was being bullied. In fact, I'm sorry, it wasn't high school. It was my new neighborhood. I moved into a new neighborhood, and I met a girl from my high school. We became friends, and she lived around the corner. She came into my neighborhood, and she was like, who's bothering you? And she cleaned the block. That's how you did things.
Please.
If you couldn't do it on your own, you brought a friend, a cousin, a mama, uncle.
Yeah.
You brought a Pookie and a Ray Ray. You didn't bring a Smith & Wesson. You didn't bring a .45. You know, and I don't want to blame it on video games, and you know, but, you know, media in general has just blurred the lines between reality and fantasy for our children. Mm-hmm. And parents aren't stepping in to make sure that their children know the difference between what's real and what's not. When you go into a school and you start, these people are not coming back. And then you, in turn, you're not coming back. Either you're going to die or you're going to jail.
And
it's
they
crazy.
Need to understand the severity of it. And there is no understanding, oh, well, he this was wrong, that was, no, mm-mm. You
oh,
need to
it.
Tell your children to man up and woman up, and if you can't fight them, then you know what, there are some other measures. But, you know, reaching for a gun, and to me it's also a cowardly way.
It's ridiculous. In high school, my high school, we had one fight in the 4 years that I was there. And, you know, I know that's probably not common, but we also did not have metal detectors.
No, we didn't
need
them.
Some of these schools nowadays, it's like a little trial run at going to juvie or going to prison. You got to get searched, patted down, the wand is waved over you. What? And who can learn in an environment like that? That's how you start the day, getting scanned, getting your body x-rayed. I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
And
it's just sad.
It really is too much.
I didn't have I had a Walkman. That was it. My mother didn't even let us watch Good Times back in the day because she said it was a bad influence on us. So some of this stuff that's on TV, and it just is so much access to everything. And what are we doing?
The thing is that parents, you know, I don't know if you remember. Oh, this is maybe back in the 80s. Late 80s, early 90s, there was a fight about censorship. And it was like, you know, the government wanted to do something with censorship. And, you know, the
right.
people were like, no, you know, you shouldn't be censoring what we watch, da 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 da. Now, because kids are blowing other kids' heads off, you know, women are portrayed in a different light, you know, kids are getting all kinds of things from television and social media. Now it's like, oh, we need the government to step in again because now maybe you should control some of the things that are on TV. When they tried to do that, you didn't want them to do that. But the thing is that censorship starts at home.
At home.
What your children are exposed to starts at home. Now, don't get me wrong. When the moment your children walk out of the door, they are bombarded with images and sounds that you may or may not allow in your home. But the thing is that when they are at home, it's not constantly streaming. When my children were small, they could not listen to regular radio. They listened to Radio Disney till they were like 10. You were not singing rap songs. You were not, you know, shaking your butt. What can you read? Can you write? You know, and that annoys me sometimes with our children because, you know every little dance and you can do it for the Vine and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't read, you can't write, you're going into kindergarten, and your mama thinks it's cute that you can shake your butt, but you don't know your ABCs.
Exactly.
We need to get our priorities straight with our children.
Yes. Not only do they not know their ABCs, but they don't speak with confidence. They don't make eye contact. A lot of our young men don't give a firm handshake when they're younger. These are just basic things that so many other generations are ahead of us on. And we got to do better. We have to do better. Now, do you remember back in the day where the TV station went dark after,
yes,
you know, TV
went
maybe it was
off.
After. It
would
off.
Give the national anthem. The little flag would wave while the national anthem was off. Yes, because I would sit up and watch, and then it would just be snow. There would be nothing on, and TV actually went off at like 12, 1 o'clock.
Yes.
So now.
Video, TV.
Yeah.
Go
so
ahead.
Now it's like all day, all night, your kids are exposed to everything, you know, and you can say, oh, well, go to bed at 10 o'clock. You can't watch TV. Oh, okay, I'll just live stream on my computer or on my tablet or on my phone.
It's
you know,
too,
it's everywhere.
Too much. I think we have Fig on the line. Fig, are you here?
Yes, I am. Hey, guys.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Darling, how are you?
Oh, tired. I got stuck in a tunnel with no service.
Oh, that sucks.
Especially because then I'm the only one in there, and I'm watching, and I'm like, where am I? The guy told me this was a shortcut.
Oh, okay. Don't listen to that anymore.
Service, I have to ask y'all a quick question. Do either of y'all have Boost Mobile? Because I have Boost Mobile.
I have T-Mobile.
Okay. I think the Boost Mobile phones are just crappy. So I'm hearing because my phone is just blanking out, shutting down, going off, acting crazy.
It's just,
not even
actually,
years old
it's not
yet.
Just phone. It's just service because Boost Mobile leases out their lines
from, oh, I forgot if it's, it's one of the bigger major carriers, but they don't have the stronger cell towers. So that they kind of got like
leftovers.
I've always
had great service. I've never dropped calls or anything. It's just my phone is just blinking, going crazy and doing all that other weird stuff. So I just wanted to see if you guys, you know, deferred from that.
Actually, with T-Mobile being in that tunnel is the first time I've ever been somewhere. And, like, I could get text messages and emails, but my calls, I could make a call, but I couldn't hear anything.
I had T-Mobile,
I was like, okay,
too,
wait a minute
so.
Now. I'm not appreciating this tunnel thing, and it's not the lightest place in the world. I have never been so happy to see outside before in my life.
Don't go walking through tunnels, sir. It doesn't even sound good.
It's the bottom of a courthouse, you see. The guy, he didn't know what he was talking about. I just panicked there for a second.
Well, as long as you're out and you're safe.
Yeah. Well, ladies, we're going to go to break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to jump into our topic. Hot topic tonight. It's been hot on the internet. The ladies have taken polls on this. But tonight our topic is the top five things men want women to know. And we've had some funny, some interesting, some great responses to this. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Fellas, if you're listening, and ladies, if you're listening, please ask your man to call in and give us his feedback, his opinion. The call-in number is 646-478-4507. We want to hear what you want us to know. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Every Woman Talk Show, and thank you for joining us for another hot ladies' night. Tonight, our topic, the top five things that men want women to know, and it seems like there are more than five things. Apparently, there are quite a few things that the men want us to know. But if you're out there listening, please give us a call, fellas. We'd love to hear what you know, what you think or what it is that you want us to know. Our call-in number is 646-478-4507. Ladies, if you have something you want to share with us, please. please feel free to give us a call. But now, Jackie and Sig, you ladies both did polls. So I'm going to let both of you guys start out first since you did a poll. What did you find out? Just give us the whole gamut of your research, everything.
I'll go. I mean, I sent it out to Huntsville. I sent a text out the day after we decided we were going to do this topic to 105 men in my phone. I did not expect responses that fast, that in-depth, and I didn't expect for them to share. So I've been compiling data since we decided to do this. And I did come up with the top five. The things they want us to know are from the little simple everyday things you think we would already know to, oh, my God, I'd never thought about that.
Okay.
So the number one thing that they wanted us to know was to keep listening to your girlfriends and you'll have more time to spend with your girlfriends.
Yes, Lord.
That was a good Lord. Yes, Lord.
Out of 307 responses, 298 men of different races, ages, backgrounds, all walks of life, that was the most important to them.
Okay.
Number two
was
to respect
again, Sig?
Keep listening to your girlfriends, and you'll have more time to spend with your girlfriends. One guy explained to me, he said, Sig, you know, like, you go away, you hang out with your boys, or you go to work, and you come home with, well, my friend so-and-so said, they don't want to hear that. They don't want you taking all of your issues to your friends. Talk to them.
Well, Sig, when you give something, I'm going to kind of cross-reference because that was one of the bigger things that I did get to is what goes on at home stays at home. And it kind of ties into that don't bring everybody into our relationship. You know, let us deal with our issues and deal with our problems, you know. And I took it a step further, you know, kind of playing devil's advocate or being a sounding board. I said, well, what if she just she's so frustrated and she needs someone to talk to? He said, that's fine. You know, a lot of the men said, that's fine. He said, but it's another thing when it's constantly, well, my friend so-and-so, my friend Sig said,
oh,
and
yes,
they were like, well, then you'll be with your friend Sig.
Okay,
and
but are women really doing that?
Yes, women
yes.
are. And you know what? When your man hates your friend, it's not because she's done anything but kept giving you advice.
Yes.
Ladies,
and then the flip side,
I got my notepad out.
The flip side of that is if you're always running to your friends when things are bad between you and your mate, they only get that negative side. So they're always going to have a jacked up opinion. And that goes for anybody. If I'm always saying, well, Nate did this and Nate did that and Nate did this and Nate did that, then everyone around me that I talk to is only going to see Nate in a negative light. But if I never come and say, oh, me and Nate went out, we had a great time, or Nate and I did this, and it was, they're never going to see the positive side of that relationship that we have. So, maybe stop running your mouth all the time.
Yeah. Number two.
Did anybody say, okay.
Number two.
Did anybody?
This really are in the top five. Wait a minute. Number two was respect each other's position. He's not going to no more try to be the woman than he wants you to try to be the man.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen. That was big, too. Let a man be a man.
We need no call from that.
Yep. Number three, stop nagging him. He doesn't have a bad memory. He's just being stubborn.
Absolutely. That was a big one.
He's just being stubborn.
Yeah. Number four. When they're quiet, it doesn't mean anything's wrong. They're men. They don't think all the time. They don't know how. They came from me. But they're like, we don't think all the time because you guys don't know how. And this guy was like, exactly. He's like, Sig, I know you. I know you're a man. And you have like a million words to his one. Does that bother you? I said, it used to. But I realized I'm going to have my million words. I'm going to say what I have to say. And when it's something that hits his nerve, or whatever, then he's going to have a whole lot to say about it, and there's the conversation. He also knows that sometimes I just need to get my words out, and he respects that. So when they're quiet, let them be quiet. Last thing you really want to do is get them to start talking about how many pairs of shoes you just bought. Trust me, you don't want that conversation.
Here you go in your shoes. Here you go in your shoes.
I'm on shoe punishment. I've been begging to get off of it for 2 years.
But that was a big one that I got too as well, that, you know, men say that just because, even when they're, when you're arguing or you're having a discussion, you know, when they step back and they're quiet, it's not that they're ignoring you. It's not that they don't want to participate. They need a moment to regroup sometimes because they are processing what you're saying, but they may not have an answer for you right now. And sometimes I have one gentleman say to me, I may not get it. I may get in my truck and go to work in the morning, and I may get it halfway on my way to work. That may be the moment that I have to truly process it. I'm away from the argument itself or whatever we're dealing with itself, and I take a moment to really process it. I'm by myself, and then we can revisit it. And that was a big thing about knowing how to table a discussion or an argument. That is really big with men. Sometimes for them it's like, okay, you know what? You're going to wind up saying something you don't want to. I'm going to wind up saying something that I don't want to. Let's step back and let's table this for a minute. And I know sometimes we as women can be like, and we just keep going, 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 instead of saying, you know what, this isn't getting any better. Let's just wait.
Okay. Number four. I'm surprised it wasn't number one, but apparently got some other things they want to work with first. Number four, they do not like initiating sex all the time. They don't want to feel like that once they got you, they got to keep chasing you. They don't mind doing the things they did to get you, but damn it, surprised him when he walked through the door every once in a while.
Yep.
All right. Amen.
That is important. That is important. That is a big deal with them.
Because, you know what, ironically, we always look at men as the chasers, the aggressors. But they want to be wanted just the same way we do. They want to know that the woman that they're with still wants them, still desires them. It's like, you know what? Come knock my socks off. You know, and that was big for them. And being sexually open to different things. If we're in a relationship or we're married, we don't want the mundane all the time. We want to do something different. And not they know you just like you know them. So maybe not something so different that it's beyond your character, but let's not have the same routine every day for the next 20 years whenever we're together. They want a little spontaneity, you know, a little freakiness from time to time.
Okay, number five. Amen. And this one I understand. I understand from when I was a little girl with my brothers and my best friend. I used to change my hairstyle every day. Every single day. And I would go, y'all didn't notice my hairstyle. And nobody said anything. And finally, my best friend goes, "Sick, you change your damn hair too much. When you do something I really like, I'll let you know." It's not that they don't notice your changes. It's just that you haven't changed enough to wow them.
Wow, I didn't get that one.
They do not want their compliment to be taken for granted. They don't want them, right. They don't want them to be forced. They don't want them to be like, oh, he compliments me on everything. He said I look good in the ugly shirt I had on the other day. They want their compliments to matter. They want their compliments to stroke your ego. So if you change your hairstyle every day like I do, don't expect a, oh, baby, I like the hairstyle. Just expect a look like I knew it wasn't going to be the same as yesterday.
Right. Right.
But when you put on something and you wow them to the point where they're speechless, you're going to have one great date, trust me.
Wow. This is true. That's interesting.
Did anybody say anything about their mothers, like keeping the mom out of the house, out of the relationship, out of the business?
That was everybody. A lot of the guys that I talked to, it was your mama, your sister, your best friend, your beautician, your doctor, everybody. What goes on in our relationship stays in our relationship. And I think the other thing was for one of the men that I spoke with, he said, you know, especially when you have a lot of mutual friends. So now what you tell your girlfriend, who is a mutual friend of another friend of mine, now everybody knows our business.
Yeah.
And that they find that to be very, very, very irritating because, you know, not only can they, whatever it is that you're dealing with at home, now they got to deal with it when they go out and you see so-and-so. It's like, yeah, man, I heard what's going on because so-and-so told so-and-so and they told so-and-so and they told so-and-so. Yeah, and then when they told me, I was like, damn. And mind you, he just ran off 15 people.
One very interesting point that floored me, I couldn't stop laughing, and I was sitting in a room full of guys when this kept coming up, was they said, it's not that we hate chick flicks, it's that y'all love them too much. Y'all expect for life to be like them.
Well,
some
yeah.
chick flicks they're white.
That's how we're made, though. We're women.
I hate chick flicks.
Well, not everybody.
On the norm, it is. But the thing is that, again, and you guys know that this is always my biggest argument, is it's the socialization. It's how we are socialized. And it's like, you know, we want it soft and cuddly and fairy tellish. You know, little boys don't get Once Upon a Time and they live happily ever after. Those are not the story that they're told as children. And as young women, those are the stories that we get on the whole, on the norm. So therefore, they transition into our regular life. So now we put men in a box of you're supposed to come and rescue me and save me and we live happily ever after, you know, and young men are given stories of adventures and tales of the wild and running off and doing things. So it's like, I ain't got time to come and rescue you. I got to go conquer something. Two different aspects of socialization that don't reach each other at all.
I don't want to say that that's normal. I just want to say that's what society accepts, because that doesn't make me abnormal. It just means I don't like chick flicks.
No, it doesn't make you abnormal. And when I say the norm, I mean overall, average, however you want to kind of take that term and spin it. But, you know, for the most part, that is the social standard that is put in place. And, you know, I love it when people break the social standard and they live for them, as opposed to necessarily falling into a box. Now, I don't have an issue with the person who falls into a box, because
now,
that's where they're comfortable.
You want to know what I found to be just totally amazing? I took my granddaughter trick-or-treating this year, and she blew my mind, because she likes Sophia the First Princess, this new little princess who came along. And she's a really cool little princess. The costume cost me $55, because originally that's what the little heifer wanted to be. 2 days before Halloween, she also likes Jake and the Pirates. Now, there's a female pirate on that cartoon, but she wanted to be Jake. So we go get her a female version of the Jake costume, and I'm like, this is going to be odd. Little girls walk around in a little princess costume. That is not what I saw. These little girls, I saw two princesses the whole night, and we trick-or-treated for 5 hours.
That's what's up, and that's cool.
And I was I was like, you know, little girls ain't being princesses no more. I'm kind of feeling this. I thought it was really nice. I thought it was really cool. They're
princesses don't get paid. Things are changing. You know, ladies, we have a caller on the line, but before I bring him on, you know, I did put a post on Facebook, you know, posing the same question, the top five things that men want us to know. And Daryl, one of our responders, his thing was, when men first walk in the door, they want an hour to themselves. They don't want to know what's going on in your day, and they don't want what's going on in their day. They need an hour of silence, just a sports center was his comment, but just some time to themselves. And I've heard that before, so that's a good point. But we have Nico on the line with us. Nico, are you? He's a young man faithful to our show. Hi, Nico from Texas. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Nico.
Let's give Nico a little applause for calling in tonight. That's just for you, Nico. We're honoring the men here on the Every Woman Talk Show.
I appreciate it.
So glad to hear your voice on this Tuesday.
Let me see. What do I want you to know? Well, everything is covered. I don't want to hear about your day when I first walk in.
Are you really, Nico?
Why not?
Because I had my own damn day. I need to come home and separate my day from your house. And then we can talk about it. If I had to curse out 13 different customers, I don't want to bring that into my home first thing. Let me sit down, get used to being around my woman so I'm not cursing her out, too, and putting her on the list of people I cursed out on a Monday.
Wow. Okay.
Simply love it.
I'm
the same way. I'd rather do not hit me with stuff. And it's so funny because my husband needed 30 minutes. That's all he needed was 30 minutes to go into his man cave and just decompose. And I kept telling my kids I needed an hour. My job was more stressful than his. And they still met me in the garage with their days. And all of them talking at once. And I was supposed to remember every little thing they say.
Much.
And they wonder why to today they tell me stuff. And I go, you didn't tell me that. Y'all need to tell me to focus when you tell me something. I've been ignoring y'all for years.
Now, ironically, Nico's right. That's how we are. We come home, everybody kind of branches off. Now, like when we do the school shuttle thing and I got to pick everybody up and we can talk. But when we come in the door, everybody branches off. You change your clothes, you sit down, you grab a everybody kind of goes to woosah. And then usually over dinner is where the communication starts again.
That was
you need a moment. You need a moment to decompress. You really, really
do
because you the world is such a stressful place. And in our household, it is your home is your sanctuary. That's where you're supposed to be able to leave things outside, come in here, and experience something different where you can just leave all the garbage outside. So, but if you bring that, if you hurry up and bring that in and just jump right in, you're not taking a moment to leave that at the door.
Exactly. But you know what I realized about my kids was they were home 2 hours before us. So what I did was we moved to a new house. I got the ticket, and it was an hour from my job. So I had that hour to take off work and put on home. So then them bum rushing me was still cool. Was okay then. I just still wasn't listening, for real. But I understood where they were coming from. They'd already decomposed, and we were just walking through the door.
Now, Nico, I have a question for you. Do you not want any dialogue at all when you walk in the door? Or do men not want any dialogue? It's just nothing heavy, nothing stressful.
Nothing about my day. You can give me a high, a kiss, and a hug, and let me go take off my clothes, shed this outer layer. Give me a half hour to go use the bathroom and wash my hands if need be. Just give me some time where I'm not all stressed out from my day and we can talk.
Okay.
Now, ironically, on the poll that I took, that was a big thing, that men need space. Men need their space.
I got that one, too.
They need an opportunity, not just to decompress when they come home, but they kind of just need their me time. And when we hear that term of me time, usually it's for a woman where I need my me time, pamper time, or whatever. But men need that same thing. If it's coming home and watching SportsCenter, like Daryl said, or if it means they need to go out and they want to have a drink with their boys, or if it means whatever that me time means, they need that so that they can kind of have that connection with themselves or with other people. That was really big. And a lot of them find that when they say that to their mate, that it's misconstrued as something else.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's instantly, oh, you want to be with somebody else. You don't want to be with me. Why don't you want to spend time with me? Yada, yada, yada. And that's really not what it is. It's just that I need a minute for me. Just like you need a minute for you. You know, we always want to do the Calgon, take me away. They need that too. Budweiser, you know, take me someplace else. So,
now,
you know, we need to respect that.
Another thing that just totally floored me was guys do not, they want you to be happy. They do not want to be held responsible for your happiness. They do not want you to lose yourself in them for real. They really don't.
Nobody should be responsible for your happiness. They're an accessory. You know, you got to bring that from within. But we as women, yet again, you know, oh, this man will complete you. Oh, this man will make you happy. Oh, you know, yeah, I'm happy when I'm with you.
No, you
won't. And I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not happy when I'm with you. I'm not going to sit here and say I never got caught up in that trick bag of, oh, you make me, you know, you complete me. Oh, you make me happy. Sure did. But then when I realized that, you know, well, when you're not around, you know, am I still happy? Well, yeah.
You
know what I mean? It's
person.
Like,
yeah,
right, and that's the thing.
Person.
But
I don't like that you complete me, and that's always bothered me. And I would be like, no, he compliments me. God completed me. I'm whole by myself. I don't like better half, because if all you're giving me is a half of you, who the hell are you giving the other half to?
Oh, I never thought about that.
You know, and that's, when the men fall in love with us because we bring something to the table, or they're interested, let's just say, in us because we have a life. We have something going on. We bring something to the table. So when we forsake all of that to, oh, he completes me, he's my world, then I feel like, you know, I would imagine some of the attraction goes away.
You're definitely lost. You know,
I don't
want to
be anybody's world.
I heard the phrase once before, and that's a great way to be. I heard the phrase once before of, you know, you have your life, I have my life, and we have our life together. And it's a very pertinent phrase because, you know what, when we're not together, I shouldn't stop living. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, when you're off doing your things with your friends or you're off at work or whatever, I shouldn't be sitting at home waiting with bated breath for you to come back so that I can continue living. You know, but a lot of women do. A lot of women do. And men do not like when a woman lives vicariously through them.
They can't stand that. That's a needy woman. Men like to feel needed. They do not want to feel like they've got a Siamese twin.
Thus bringing me to another point that was brought up. They want a woman with a backbone. Almost every man that I spoke to says, I need a woman with a backbone who will stand up for herself, who will stand up to me, not just instantly, yes, 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 what do you want, I'll do whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. They don't like that, and they don't like when women are constantly throwing pity parties for themselves either. That
no.
is such
Mika,
a
what do
huge
you think about that?
Turnoff.
Don't have no
pity party and expect me to join you. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pat you on the back and I'm going to say, oh, okay, it'll get better. But don't sit there 30, 40 minutes later still crying woe is me because I'm going to leave you by yourself.
Oh, that brings me to another point. They do not like when you're upset, you're fire mad about something, and they ask what's wrong. And
nothing.
You say nothing. And then you're still pouting, and then they walk away. Men do not have that super sensitive, oh, she needs a hug gene. If you do not tell that man you need a hug or you do not go to him and hug him so he knows you need a hug and you say nothing, nothing is what you will get.
I'm going to leave it at nothing. You said nothing. I gave you a chance to speak on it and so we could talk about it. If I did it or whoever did it, we could speak on it. And you say nothing, I'm going to leave it as nothing.
Right. And it's a wrap for them. There's another big thing men do not like. Do not emasculate or demean them.
Let a man be a man.
Ever.
I got that a lot.
Ever.
I got that a lot. And
men
you know
like,
what?
I do
they
not want
that.
A woman throwing up my mistakes in my face. You did this, you did that. And they want your love and support when they come to you with their ideas. Because sometimes take men a whole lot of whatever, get up and say, babe, you know, I was thinking, I want to quit my job. We got enough in savings. I want to do this, this, and this, and this. They do not want their first reaction to be to laugh at them.
You
want
to go to culinary school? What is wrong with you? You can't
they
even
don't
want to
hear
water.
That.
That, exactly.
They
and
do
it
not
want to
hear that.
It's
they
very
don't
want to
hear you're in a position where you make four times what he makes. He's having a stressful time at work. This is not his only income. And he comes to you and he says, babe, I got to quit this job. They do not want to hear, okay, as soon as you finish paying off my car. I don't blame them.
Yeah. Yes, no support. Now, you know, Nico, I have a question for you again. You've heard the top five things that Sig and your mom have listed off. Is there anything else you want to add to that? Is there something else that we as women need to know?
Y'all need to know that it's 2014. You can chase us a little bit. Meet me halfway.
We can do what?
We can chase you a little bit.
You can chase
us
a little bit. What's chasing a little bit?
Ask a man out on a date. Pay for the damn date. Drive the damn car.
You know what? There are so many. There are a lot of women who are old fashioned, and I get that. But you know what? You can at least walk up to a man and say hello. It's something as simple as hello, a smile, hi. I've seen you in the area. My name is. And then however you feel comfortable, you go from there. You know, driving on the date, asking for the date might be a bit much for some people. But, hi, you know, I notice you here in the area every day, or I see you at work, or you live in the building, you live in the neighborhood, you shop at the grocery store, I see you all the time. Hi, how are you?
Oh. Right. They want to, oh, my God, how could I forget this? We had a big argument about this last year. If your man has a hobby, it would behoove your behind to read a book, do some Googling, hang out at a sports store, because he's going to want to talk about that hobby on a daily basis to somebody. You better make it too. Because guess what? Because
if you don't, you're going to find somebody who will.
And Boom Chica know more about golf, basketball, baseball, and football than you would imagine. And she doing all of it for a Happy Meal.
Let me speak on that right quick before y'all cut me off. I do a lot of graffiti. I have put my name on buildings in New York where it should not be. If I come home and try to explain it to my spouse and she shows no interest, the girl I'm out there putting my name on this building with, she'll have more conversation than you'll ever have between me about me and my hobby, which means you
exactly.
lose a part of me that I'm supposed to bring home and talk to you about. I'm talking to, I'm
exactly.
sharing with somebody else.
Exactly. That, oh, I don't
okay,
like to
that
do this. I don't like to
applause.
Do that. That is just so true. And at the same time, men, we got some hobbies. We got some habits. And I'm sure
yeah,
my man knows more about shoes than I want him to know. He definitely
Absolutely.
Knows more about shoes than I want him to know. He knows the price tag. I'm not happy about that. So
he should know the price tag.
Get interested. He ain't paying for him. Get interested okay, baby, I love you. Get interested in what he's doing, honestly. If no matter what it is, don't fake it because he can tell that you're faking it. Surprise him. He bass fishes. I dated a guy that bass fishing. Lord, I had no idea how expensive that hobby was. And I know more about bass fishing and boats than I ever want to know. And not only for anybody I'm seeing, for my friends, my male friends, I have tons of male friends. I know their hobbies, and I can sit down and have a conversation with them about their hobbies because we need to talk about something other than the weather and whatever our common ground was when we met.
That, well, you know, the whole idea of support is very important to a man. You know, we as women, we expect men to support us in every way, shape, form, or fashion. But we sometimes as women forget that men need support too. And one of the other things that I got on my list was, you know what? Men have feelings. They're sensitive, just like you. They want you and need you to respect their feelings. Don't think because
yeah.
they are a man, they don't have feelings. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. Like you said, don't emasculate them. You know, they have feelings, and they need you to be just as understanding for them as you want them to be for you. And
oh.
the biggest thing was everything we do is about give and take. When I did the room full of people, that when one person said that, everybody chimed in. That was the biggest echo.
Wow.
Everything goes back and forth. It's not just one way. And the other thing that men desire, men need, men want, they have to have is loyalty. Loyalty is so important to a man because when they are letting their guard down, when they're exposing their feelings, when they are giving their all to you, they need to know that you're in their corner. They need to know you have their back. They need to know that you love them and respect them for who they are, how they
yeah.
are. Loyalty, let me tell you, that was on everybody's list, every single man. Like I said, I didn't do as many, but of the 15 that I did, every single man echoed loyalty. Every single
you,
one.
They
know
need to
else?
Be able to trust us.
They, women
and they
need to
be able to be vulnerable
that
and trust us.
It is okay in that vulnerability for a man to cry.
That
yes.
goes in front of that they're sensitive
y'all,
and respect
that,
their feelings.
That
yes.
is, that is totally
beautiful.
Okay. Yes, when they're
it's
little,
okay.
when they're kids, and I have boys, when they fail and they hurt themselves and I would go suck it up, get up, and drive on, I did that to my daughter too. I didn't want anybody to just wallow in self-pity and whatever. But at the same time, when something hurts them, when something bothers them, when they suffer the loss in the family, I let them know it's okay to cry. And any woman that doesn't understand that you have to shed tears too, you don't need her.
Nico, if it hurts, you do what?
You cry if it hurts.
That's right.
And that's
what I've always thought.
Don't bring it up later. Don't bring it up later.
Oh, I can't believe you were crying. I can't believe you were crying about
that.
Such and such and such. No.
Oh,
don't
bring it up
don't
later.
Do that.
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to get beat up in the room. They said if we have something happens and we have a discussion, we have an argument, whatever happens, if you forgive them, I don't care what it is you forgave them for, including sleeping with your sister.
I was
going to
say forgive
if
them.
If you forgive them, you forgive them and you let it go. You do not hold on to that and use that as a get dick for free coupon later on. You do not use that to throw that up in his face again later on, because if you bring it up again, you did not truly forgive him. And you're holding
on. And that's absolutely true. And that goes for any and everyone. If you're constantly digging, you never let it go. And forgiveness, true forgiveness, is that you're letting it go and you're moving forward. You know, and if you haven't, if you can't move forward, you need to be honest and upfront and say, I can't get past this. I'm having serious issues of getting past this. I need you to work with me to help me get past. You know, and that was another thing. You know, and they say, you know, every man also too, you know, and we touched on this earlier, they're not psychic. Tell them what you need.
What you want.
Tell them what you want. My favorite phrase, and I loved when somebody said it, was a closed mouth don't get fed. If you don't open your mouth and say what you need, how in the hell, this is how he put it to me, how in the hell do you expect me to give it to you? You cannot think that I know you, that I have a crystal ball, and that I am psychic. I was hysterical at this point, but it is very true. I don't know what you want. I don't know what you need.
Now, Jackie, when you sit up there and you're talking to that man and you say, tell me the truth, men unleash the truth on you. You are fat in that dress. I need you to get to the gym. Don't get your feelings hurt. Get your running shoes.
But on the flip side, when they lie to you, and you find out that they lied to you, the first thing a man is going to tell you is, because I know you cannot handle the truth. Don't be offended by that either, because your man knows you. He knows what brand of truth you can handle. He knows how much truth you can handle. And we can sit here all day long and say, I can take it. Now, I tell people all the time, I'd rather you tell me the truth. I'm going to kick, I'm going to scream, and I'm going to be mad about it. But at the end of the day, I'd rather you tell me the truth than lie to me and destroy me later on down the line. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, all right, I'm going to take it with a cup and I'm going to brush it off my shoulders and keep moving. I'm going to have some kind of feeling about it. But don't sit there and tell your man or anybody, but especially your man, tell me the truth. And then when he tells you the truth, you want to cuss him out, kick him out, oh, you ain't this and you ain't that, da-da-da-da-da. You ask him. If you ask him, he's going to tell you.
Another thing we mentioned is that, you know, you put out your poll and I put out the post on Facebook, and we both found that women, the question was posed to men, but women were responding, and women were answering for men.
For
so
the
that
men.
That's part of our problem.
That is
we're stepping out of power. We're stepping out of place.
How is it that I walk into a room and I get all the men and I say, you guys, I need your help. You know, we're doing this show topic, blah, blah, blah. The women start saying, well, this needs to be on the list. Last I checked, you were a woman. I wasn't talking to you. And this is part of the problem. You now want to insert yourself as to what a man should say, what a man should do, and what a man should think. And maybe if you stopped assuming so much, you wouldn't have as many issues in your own relationship.
And you
That's
know what? Because I know that happened when I did my room with people. It was women and men. I got everybody's attention. I said, ladies, I need for you all to get a pen and a piece of paper. They all got their pen and piece of paper. Gentlemen, this is your time to teach. No woman will respond. We will merely take notes, and hopefully we will learn something or be reminded of something that we have apparently forgot. Gentlemen, I need to know what it is you want women to know. And I said in that state, because it has happened before, when I go, this question is for the men, da-da-da-da-da-da. And only women do that, because if I say in a room, this question is for the men sit back and let the women answer.
Because they want to gather the information. They actually want to hear. We want to insert ourselves and our ideas and our aspects as to what they should say.
Right, and that's exactly what happened. And it was like, okay, it was amazing to me. But I knew it was going to happen, and I knew what my plan was. So and this one lady's like, why you don't give up? Because it wasn't about women. The same way I had questions for women in several different posts. I had these little moments where I do these surveys all the time. Then they, listen, you guys owe them that respect. They do not want a woman at this moment in time to be thinking like a man or responding as one.
And that was part of, and that was another one of the things that came up, that women, they want a woman who will listen. Not just hear, not look for her opportunity to jump in and defend or what. They want you to listen. They want to be heard the same way we want to. The first thing we'll say is, you don't listen to me. You don't listen to me when I tell you something. You don't listen to me when I'm talking to you. But when they're talking to us, they want to be heard. They want to be heard. They want to know that they've been heard. They want to know that you respect what they say. You know, whether you like it or not, they want an opportunity to be heard. And a lot of times they don't talk because they know you don't listen.
Right. And, oh, there's another thing, too. Oh, my God. Because I went and grabbed couples, and I was like, what do you want her to know that she doesn't know, or women in general to know that she doesn't know? And I told him, I'm not trying to start an argument. I'm just trying to open a dialogue. And this one guy was like, I want her to understand that she cannot have these pre-planned conversations and plan my reaction to everything because I'm not going to react the way she does.
That's baby. Okay. Let's put a pin mark right there. Let's put a pin mark right there.
Yeah.
And this actually needs to be an additional show. I kid you not. Because what happens is in our minds, and when I say I'm just saying women, I don't want to say all women. I'll even say people. We have a conversation, like you said, these pre-planned conversations. You decide that you want to talk to your mate about whatever. And you have in your mind how you're going to approach him. You already planned what you want him to say back. And when the conversation starts and it doesn't go the way you planned it in your mind and he doesn't say the expect him to say or want him to say, there is an issue that wasn't even there 10 minutes ago when you pre-planned this conversation in your mind. Because it's like you don't love me or you don't this and you don't that because he didn't say what you expected him or wanted him to say. He said what he felt. And now your feelings are hurt because it was like, well, I'm going to say this and then, you know, he should say such and such and such. But that's not what he feels.
Okay, but with my couple, when he said that and then she looked and he was like, don't be shocked. Her mom was sick. Her mom went to the emergency room. Her mom had a cold. She had the flu. They released her to go back home. He was on the phone talking to his manager, and she called and said, I'm going to go to my mom's house. You know, she was sick today. And he said, okay, I'll talk to you later. She got upset because she wanted him to have some kind of feeling that her mom was sick. And she was like, but you didn't act like you didn't care. And I was like, I don't think it's that he didn't care. You wanted him to respond a certain way. He was in the middle of something that was important when you called him. He acknowledged your conversation, but you wanted more. You can't expect for him to feel a certain way or have any level of sympathy when it would have been different if, and he said it, it would have been different if her mom would have been in the hospital and she was rushing to the hospital and they didn't know what was wrong or something had went terribly wrong. That would have been a different conversation. She wanted that old baby moment, and he was in the middle of something. And he told me, I don't respond the way you expect me to respond because that's not me. And he wanted her to understand that she's got to let him have his feelings his way.
Absolutely.
How do we change this? Do we change our level of expectation as women? Do we just practice the art of silence? You know, how do we create a perfect harmony?
I don't think
so.
The thing is, and then this is another big one, think every man in your life is going to be the same. Don't expect me to react things the way the man before reacts. Basically, what they're saying is, you're with me now. Take the time to get to know me because I'm going to
don't
take
do the
time
comparison.
To get to know you.
Don't
it's
do the comparison.
Me. It's
that
not
can be
about
detrimental.
The last person.
That can
and
be
so
detrimental to a relationship.
It's not about changing you. It's about your self-growth and allowing the fact that this man, something thinks a little different than the last man. And no matter what happened in your last relationship, You can't let that be your earmark for anything. Stop letting past relationships, your first love, the guy that left you at prom, stop measuring everything by somebody else's actions and allow the person that who's in your life now to create his own memories, to have his own actions, get to know.
And even make his own mistakes, because once you start to see them do something, oh, my God, you just like Tony, and Tony used to do this, and his mistake may not be like Tony's mistake. It's Luke's mistake, you know, and it's different. And you know, just like we don't want to be compared to his ex-girlfriend, I don't want to look at the pictures, and I don't want to be, don't be calling me her, and don't be doing this. The same, I think a lot of times the same things that women want, because there's nothing on this list that these men said that aren't things that I as a woman would want. There really isn't.
Exactly.
You know, the only thing is, you know, I had some people talk about cooking and cleaning and things of that nature. I'm going to do that because that's just who I am. But when it especially comes to things of emotions and feelings and psyche, it's pretty much the same thing. It's how we try to ascertain it. And it's about, you know, men are usually a lot more direct and forthright. You know, they look, this is what it is. It's pretty much black and white. A lot of times women operate in shades of gray. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we will straddle the fence on some things. You know, communication is key. And without communication, none of these things that are listed can happen. And when I asked a lot of the men, when I said top five things, they were like, you know, well, you know, just being able to talk. And they were like, really, that's it? But when I switched the question around and I said, well, what is it about women that annoy you? That, you know, if they knew not to do these things, that they knew it pissed you off and annoyed you. Tell me, and then it really started to flow. Because for them, it's just like, you know what? If you talk to me, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to tell you that. But then when you switch that question around, oh, my gosh, it really, really, really started to flow.
What did you hear?
So,
what response did you
hear? Let's see. The biggest thing was about that they're not psychic. Men really, like, every single man I talk to, and they say all the time, I don't know what you want. And what is usually the female response? You should know. You should know. Why should he know? Now, don't get me wrong. If we've been married 20 years, and you know I can't stand something because I told you and I've shown you, then, yeah, dude, you should know. Just like I should know. But when somebody doesn't know something, if they don't know how you're feeling, if they don't know what you like, if they don't know what you don't like, how do you expect them to know?
Yeah, because women, we always give these hints. We give these hints. We act out situations. And men, you know, not to say that men are clueless, because they are not by any stretch of the imagination, but they're just not that great on picking up the hints that we drop. They're not.
Not at all. And they don't operate on the avenue of innuendo. Either you're going to say it or you're not. And they don't want it to be a situation of, well, I kind of told you, and no, you didn't tell me. You never opened your mouth and you never said a word as to what you want. A lot of men, they want women to loosen up. They feel like we are uptight. They feel like, you know, loosen up, have a sense of humor. Pick and choose your battles. Everything is not worth fighting about.
That's
everything
true.
Is not worth nitpicking about. Everything is not worth turning from a mountain into a molehill or vice versa. You know, everything is not something that is so urgent that if we don't address it right here, right now, the whole world is going to go into chaos. They don't like that. And sometimes for some men, if you say it once, they're good. Don't
but
ride their back.
What women need to understand is, and you, if you say, well, he doesn't do the grand gestures, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, pay attention to your man. And men like the little things.
Give him some applause.
All right. Let's get the applause here.
I swear I hate those things. I really do. It could be something as simple as he started your car and when it's time to make sure it's warm. He does this every freaking day for you. It could be something as simple as You have you lose your keys all the time. He's really anal about putting his keys in a certain place. You go to bed, he gets up, he sees your keys, he's going to put them where you can find them. It could be something as simple as he's checking your oil to make sure you've never did a damn oil change. You think the oil just comes up by itself. He's
you get in the car and start it every day. That's all you do.
He's probably taking the time out to, you know, he's got everything on a schedule, and he's doing this for you and he's doing that for you. And you have to appreciate those little things. And if you think that you need the grand gestures, the flowers that's going to die in 3 days, the tacos delivered to your office so everybody can know that this man is thinking about you, don't mean he loves you. It normally means he got in trouble. But if you think about the little things, and you let the little thing, and I take it back, guys, I apologize. I know that there are men that just do it just because. If you take care of, if you pay attention to the little things that he do and give him credit for that, don't take him for granted. Tell him thank you. When
I had a gentleman
for you.
I had a gentleman.
But you know, a lot of women will say that's what they're supposed to do. That's what they're supposed
to
do.
And
no,
they're not.
Women,
we make
a huge mistake with that. Like I had, a girl I knew, and I was, around her and her husband, and I was saying, wow, your husband is excellent with the kids and being a dad, and I said, she said, well, I'm not gonna tell him he does a good job because he's supposed to be a good father. That's what he's supposed to do. And I
think
you're
supposed
to
appreciate that he's a good father.
Exactly, because he could be one of them fathers that never interact with his kids. It's just tell them thank you. I don't like people who babysit their kids, but if I see you, I love the days I go to the park just to hang out, and I count the amount of dads I see there with their kids. I count the amount of dads that are out shopping with their kids. I'd love to see that.
And do you notice that
that's
a novelty? We look at that almost as a novelty because it's like, wow, a lot of men don't do it. So if they're out there and they're doing it, give them their big ups for doing that. Like, okay, babe, I know you're tired. You know what? You come home. I'm going to take little Jason out to the park. We're going to go, run off some energy, give him a bath and put him to bed so, you can do you.
And that
I appreciate
a whole lot. That my ex-husband was big on that. He knew by Friday I was worth 2 cents, and I would just crash because I've been up most of the week. So on Saturday mornings, he would get up, get the kids, and they would disappear. To this day, I don't know where the heck they went for 6 hours on Saturday. But they would go, and I could do anything I want. And it wasn't to do laundry or wash dishes, because when I got up, everything is done. And it's for me to have my time for myself to unwind and relax. And I used to tell him thank you for that all the time. He's like, you don't have to thank me. Yes, I do, because you don't have to do that. You could be like, it's Saturday, you off, you deal with your kids today.
That's so true.
It's the little things. I mean, he's the worst husband in the world, but he was a great dad. So it's
ironically,
the little things that matter.
Ironically, we were discussing, we, of course, with you get a group of men together, you start discussing a little bit of everything. And in doing this poll, a lot of men are just greedy, but a lot of men cheat. Because these top five things that women should know or that they tell their women or that they need, they don't get at home, they get someplace else. And a lot, every cheating situation is not just, it's a physical situation. I mean, yeah, it starts that way, but you start a dialogue with another woman. Like we were saying, like Sig was saying about when your man has a hobby, and if you don't talk to him about his hobby, and boom, Quisha is always at Sports Authority every time he's getting a new set of clubs or buying some new balls or getting his clubs cleaned in size and buying new cleats, and she's doing the same thing, let's meet out on such and such golf course and play a round of golf. Oh, let's go to dinner after at the club. Or let's do this, and we're talking about the things that are important to that bond is made. So therefore,
yeah, and it is, and a void is being filled, and he can't
absolutely
talk to you about it. He's talking to her about it. They're spending more time together. Oh my God, they got a couple of things in common.
And it's
wrong.
And you know what we do?
There's a tournament out of town. Do you want to go with me this weekend? It's a wrap.
And what happens is, as long as he's not bugging me about this stupid-ass golf club, I don't care. He can talk to anybody he wants to. Yeah, now you don't care, and then you're wanting to cut him out. And not that it makes it right. Ooh, please, I don't want that to be, what I'm saying here. But then you wonder how we got here. you know, and it goes both ways, don't get me wrong, you know, but you have to take interest in this person, in the things that they do. I went to an erotic poetry show, it's called the Punani Poets, and Jessica Holter, who created this show, she says, you know, ladies, it is so important that you be in tune to your man. She said, because
yes.
Trust me, that same chick that you calling a hoe was smart enough to know what your man needs. She's smart enough to know that let me listen to this man, and whatever he's spewing, whatever he's saying, whatever he's needing, I'm going to give that to him. I'm going to give
exactly.
that to him. I'm going to give him whatever it is that he's missing. And guess what? When he's not missing it anymore, you know where to find it.
We've got a
very
caller on the line. Ladies, we have a caller on the line. We have Brent Osborne from New Jersey. Hi, Brent. Thank you for calling the Everyone to Talk Show.
Good evening,
hey,
Brent.
Hey, what's going on, Sadie? How's everybody?
Hi, sweetie.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I really have been. I didn't get a chance to, pardon me, to hear everything from the beginning because I'm in transit from home to work. But the parts that I've heard have been excellent, and you guys made a tremendous amount of point in relation to men listening, women listening to men, and how things translate, good and bad.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. Men and women have different translations of things. And do you find that sometimes what you say is not what is heard by the other person, by a woman?
Yeah. Oftentimes, just dealing with my wife, I know that I can talk to her and tell her something, and she doesn't hear what I said, because when I go back, it'll be an argument. And I go back and I speak to her, and she'll say, well, you didn't say that. Now, I know exactly what I said. But the translation versus what I said versus what a woman may hear, two different things. Same thing with a man. The only difference is the man might hear it and he wants to act and go get it done. When a woman in certain situations has a process to doing it, not every woman, but a lot of women. And because of that process, I think without conversation in between the two, that's where you get a lot of friction. That's where you get a lot of miscommunication and misunderstanding that leads to, you know, a bunch of other things, the cheating, the arguing, you know. I have little pieces of animosity getting built up.
So Brent, basically what you would like for women to do, if I'm hearing you correctly, is actively listen. Women listen to men to respond, not to hear what they're saying a lot of times. That happens. Because you assume he has knows what he's talking about. If he's not talking about the car, he has knows what he's talking about. That's not always true. We need to actively listen to what they're saying. Did I get that right?
Yeah. One of the things that I see that I see almost as a, I don't want to say definitely a parallel, but it's something that I see that happens between men and women, where I know that if a woman tells a man something, I just use myself as an example. I take what you tell me, process it, and say, all right, let's go do it. But sometimes when a man tells a woman something, it's processed different. You understand what I mean? And I'm saying it from the standpoint of I could say, all right, listen, we're going to go here and do this. But from a man saying it, he's got a single-track mind. We're going to go here and do this. But in what I've dealt with or what I've gone through with a woman is, when they receive it, it's like, all right, well, when we go here, I want to see this, that.
Yeah.
That not being
you're
translated
looking for
to the
something
man.
More.
Yeah.
It's more of a process. I get it.
And that's where the other part when it comes back is where a man is talking to a woman and the woman is saying, hey, I feel this. But she doesn't convey the whole litany of what it is. She'll give one or two points, and that's it, and expect the man just to know. And that's where, I mean, a huge amount of issues come in. It's not, I don't think it's purpose, but it just turns into that. And that's where a big chunk of the arguing comes in where, you know, you say, well, I didn't know you meant that or you felt like that because you didn't tell me that. And the woman's like, oh, you didn't know? How could you not know? Because you didn't
right.
know.
It's almost like speaking.
Da, 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 da.
That's why for me in communication, I always, like I just said, okay, do I understand this correctly? If you say, Fig, there's a
good
sofa
point.
On sale, let's go pick up the sofa, and I'm crazy because there's a shoe store next door. My mind is processing, we're going to go get the sofa, then we're going to go stop for shoes. This is me. So, Brent, does that mean I can go to the shoe store next door to pick up a couple of pair of shoes? And you need to tell me yes or no. So leave it up to me.
Yes,
to
but hold
on.
But you need to put that in the – like, even if it's – or I'm saying like this. If you're on the way and you're saying, hey, when we get here, I want to – because the man is thinking, hey, I'm going here to do this, and I'm going back to do whatever
right.
it is I'm going to do.
Right.
But when you start adding
I am very conscious of that. I'm very conscious of other people's time, and I'll be like, okay, we didn't take two cars, so I'm gonna go to the shoe store while we're in that area. So, and I'm very conscious because I can't stand somebody just to waste my time because I have my moments. So I'm just going here and I'm coming right back. I don't want to take a trip that I didn't know about.
Exactly, and that's where I find that a lot of times when a man has his mind set on one thing. We get there, and it's like, no, well, we got to do this. And, we got, and, you know, it's now it's a list of things. And we're like, hold on.
It's a honey-do list.
Yeah, well, the man, because
that's
the man
point.
Had something planned in his already in his mind. Well, look, she want to go do this. I'm going to go here and do this with her because I know it only takes this long. So when I get finished, I'll be able to come back and do this or do that because I know the time frame. But once you start chopping away because you've added your honey, do this, honey, go here, now the man is – it don't start off where it bothers him. I can only tell you this because when I got with my wife, for the first 2 or 3 years, that's what it was. Are we going to go to the mall for this? And found myself in the mall for 8 hours almost every weekend. I said, and it just got to a point where I'm like, I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, just, and then some kind of way because we got to go by ourselves. Oh, you never want to go in the mall with me. Well, we can never go to the Macy's store and do what we need to do at Macy's. We got to go to Macy's. We got to go to Lord
but
and Taylor.
You know
we got to do this. We got
to
do that.
Is, you know what I've learned to do? To say, honey, I'm going to the mall today. Did you want to go with me? And then he always asks the question, are we buying shoes? Are you about to just, you don't know what you want. If I say I don't know what I want, he has that choice right then and there, whether or not we're about to go spend 8 hours in the mall. I'm putting that out in front because I don't want to walk around the mall with a man who's happy for 10 minutes and then after my fifth store, and I'm going back to the first store because it's cheaper there, he's pissed.
Well, you got to understand, you hit our patience level. Our patience level, you can have us probably for a good hour, hour and a half. Most men, you can deal with, they expect that. But once you start going past that threshold and it seems almost monotonous, like, what are you doing? We may not say it to you. Some men do. But we may not say it to you, but when you get to that point, then you have those parts of the man's attitude that begin to come out, and they're like, all right, I don't really want to hear nothing. I almost don't care about your feelings because you've taken me from saying, yeah, we're going to the mall to do this, and we've done 15, 20 other things.
Yeah,
and
I'm glad you bring that up because that goes back to what we said about respect. Men want to be respected. And ladies, if you know that your man has 10 minutes of mall patience, why would you try to extend that to 4 hours? You just like your kids. You know when your kids, you know you cannot take your kids to the mall because your kids are going to act a fool and you're not going to be able to do the things that you need to do. It's the same thing with your man. Get your shopping buddy that you normally go shopping with and you can spend 18 hours in the mall. And this is not just the mall. This is anything. Whatever it is, respect that man and say, you know what, I know this might not be our deal today, so we'll go get the sofa. After we go get the sofa, honey, I'm going to go get some shoes. Do you want to go?
Brent,
if not, we go home, and I'm going to go get back in the car and go get my shoes.
For you, what is the number one thing that you want women to know?
Why, the number one thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's a lot of stuff. Well, I'll say this. The number one thing I'd say is you have to kind of learn your name. That's number one of everything. You have to learn him. Just like, and I look at it in the same way with a woman. If you don't learn your man, you're going to be spinning your wheel. If you don't learn him, it's almost like the attitude saying, I could change that man. And no, you can't. Listen, you got to be buyer beware. You're not changing him.
You better say that again.
Especially if he was a street dude. You're fooling yourself. You know what I mean? Because you might sway him to you know, this way or that way for a minute, But once he's done with that, and he said, I haven't had them crackers enough, he don't care. It doesn't matter to him. All you're doing now is driving a wedge through what you had that was perfect. So if you find a guy that you like and has a lot of qualities, do not try to change the major components of him, because you're going to find yourself pushing him away, whether it's right now or in 5 years, because those little things that you did 5 years ago, he's going to bring back up like, yo, I don't like this. Why'd you do that? Like, they just stick in our head. The women do it, you know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing back and forth. If you get with a woman and you try to make her into something different than who she was, that she don't want to be, she will totally begin to resent you for it later on when things start falling apart or there's something else that comes up. And she'll pull them right back up and lay them on the table like, this is who I am, and you tried to pull me over here, and I want to go here.
I hate to stop you guys. I'm so sorry because we're running out of time. We have like 5 minutes left. But Brent, we're gonna do a follow up to this topic, and we would love for you to come back on and, you know, definitely give us more of a male perspective, male point of view in the future. So you are definitely welcome to come back. But we just want to thank you for calling into the Every Woman Talk Show. If you want to say one last word to the women out there that are listening, go ahead. You got 5 seconds.
Women, just learn your man. It's essential to having a good relationship and talk. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Brent.
You're welcome. I'll talk to y'all later.
Take care.
All right, sweetie.
And ladies, do you have closing topics? We got like a 30 seconds each. We got to get us out of here.
You know what? Ladies, listen. 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 Listen, listen, listen to your man. Like Sig said, you know what? Pick up on cues about your man. You know, find out, you know, the things that he likes that he doesn't like. Don't push buttons unnecessarily. Like Brent just said, you know, learn your man's threshold. Learn who he is. Listen to what he says. Put stock and validity in who he is and what he says. And it will make for a much better relationship.
All right. Sig, your closing thoughts.
Everything we said. I mean, just be you. Oh my God, I forgot. I got a friend that's a thug. He just texted me. I forgot to say it. Present the real you. They do not want to find out who you are 6 months down the road.
Yes, sir.
That's a show by itself right there.
Okay,
yes.
Thug, I did. It's my friend. I call it Thug. It's a long story behind that. But he's really great. He has a great wife, and he told her because she presented who she was, and she wasn't one of those people running around pretending to be. And he does not mean weaves and fake nails and anything like that. He's talking about your character. He
Absolutely.
Wants to present your real character. That is very important.
Wow. Well, you know, my closing thoughts would be, when this show ends, ladies, go back to Blog Talk Radio and listen to it and take some notes. And if you forget, then go back and listen to it again and take some notes. You're never too old to learn, never too old to do better. And like Jackie said, listen. So on that note, we just want to thank Nico and Brent for calling in tonight, guys. And we want to thank the rest of our listeners for just, you know, always supporting the Every Woman Talk Show. We also want to remind you about the Relay for Cancer event June 14th at Shabazz High School in Newark, New Jersey. And you can find the Relay for Life event in your area by going to their website at www.relayforlife.org. We also want to remind you that the Game Strong Sports Talk Show with Trey Davis airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. The Man Up Show is every Friday night at 7 p.m. And Ladies Night goes down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And we also have the Relationship Show featuring Lady Jackie and Mr. Nas on Sundays at 8 p.m. Yay, shout out to the Relationship Show. And also,
yes,
of course, as always, we just want to thank you for tuning in and supporting the Shadow World family, because, once again, we can't do what we do without you. So on that note, we just want to say goodnight to you. Goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Shadow World Radio. Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
shadow.
Why are we here? Let's be honest. Why are we here? There are some clear indications, and then there are some confusing indications. You can be in a relationship with somebody for a really long time, but the connection isn't there anymore, but you're still having sex. And he may just be there just for that, or she may be there just for that, but that connection is what's keeping us together. My job is to try to find the truth.
The truth.
You're in a relationship. Everybody say they want the truth. Everybody say they want real, but they want that shit sugar-coated and dipped in honey with strawberries all lined around it. And I don't own no...
I do agree it's how you deliver it. It really is how you deliver it. If you approach me wrong, I'm not going to receive it. Even when our parents used to yell at us, we shut down. We didn't always receive it because of the way it was delivered.
How do you think a woman should put that to a man? How do you think that a woman should say to a man, this doesn't work for me? Or, you know, I'm not getting what I need from you.
And what's up, man?
I'm just so excited because tonight is the...